Good morning, USA. I got a feeling that it's gonna be a wonderful day.
The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Comrades, welcome back to my podcast. You never know what you're going to get.
That's a defeatist attitude!
Today we'll be reading from the NewYorkPost.com. Hunter Biden begged Haley for cash to go to rehab before gun buy. By John Levine. This is a good one. Woo-wee. And away we go. Hunter Biden begged his sister-in-law turned lover, Haley Biden, for cash to check himself into a rehab just 6 weeks before purchasing a handgun and attesting on federal forms that he had never used or been addicted to drugs. Oh, that lying motherfucker. A shocking 4-minute, 30-second recording was discovered by the Post on a copy of the infamous hard drive Hunter Biden abandoned at a Delaware computer repair shop, and emerges the same week federal agents said they believe they have enough evidence to charge him for making false statements in order to buy the .38 caliber pistol. In the contentious August 31, 2018 phone call, the future first son can be heard pleading with Haley to hand over his credit card points to pay for quote-unquote rehab. Haley Biden, who began dating her brother-in-law, that's right, after the death of her husband, Beau Biden, in 2015, didn't buy it, repeatedly refusing to give him his credit card points unless he told her where he was going and allowed her to book it. Instead, she asked him to check himself back into The View, a luxury detox facility in Los Angeles, which he had recently left. You're being an asshole. Go back to The View. You're not ready right now. Go to The View, she said on the recording.
It's my money to pay for rehab. Please, give me my points. They're mine. I earned them. I paid for them. They're my points, and I want to pay for rehab with them, he whined. It's literally stealing from me. But it's stealing from me, Haley. It's stealing from me.
Excuse me. It's
$38,000. It's 842,000 points, and I calculated it, and it's all my points,
he pleaded. When Haley pressed for details, Hunter declined to name the rehab facility.
I can use the points to use the place I'm going. I don't want to know where. I don't want you to know where I'm going. It's very important.
We'll be right back.
played a familiar card, his family. He suggested she give the points to his uncle James, or father, former Vice President Biden.
Okay, here, how about this? Give it to my Uncle Jimmy. What's the difference? Give it to my dad. Yeah, give it to my dad.
He was chosen for crack.
He needed to get rehab back. I needed rehab. Come on, Rhonda.
When she still refused, he threatened to blow up the card by lying to his bank about past purchases.
I'm going to say fraud on every single thing because they are my points,
Hunter warned. Haley shot back. Oh my God, don't threaten me again. In the days before the call, Hunter Biden appears to have completed a course of rehabilitation at The View. The center typically charges $4,000 daily. Hunter's uncle Jim Biden, however, managed to secure him a bargain rate of $2,500 per day. His time drying out doesn't appear to have worked. The points plea came during a period of reportedly extended drug and alcohol use. I hesitate to write you this because your response is unpredictable, but I can't help but to plead to you to get well. Hunter's sister, Ashley Biden, wrote to him on September 1, 2018. Our father is devastated, and his personality has fundamentally changed without you by his side.
Hunter? Has anyone seen Hunter? Jackie? You don't fuck with the Biden.
3 days later, he texted a prostitute.
Can you pick up vodka? I want you, me, naked as fast as possible.
Texts from the hard drive show. Photos and videos of Hunter Biden sleeping with a crack pipe sticking out of his mouth were taken a month later on October 4th, 2018, just 8 days before his gun purchase at a Delaware shop. He secured that fucking crack rock funding, prostitutes.
Oh, yeah, I need somebody for rehab. Get some white vodka and hookers.
Lying on a federal gun purchase form is a felony with a maximum prison sentence of 10 years. Legal experts said that may be the least of Hunter's worries as a first offender. Sorry, do that again. As a first offender, Hunter could avoid jail time entirely under such a charge or plea to a short period of incarceration, said Jonathan Turley, a professor at George Washington University Law School. Laptop revelations of millions allegedly garnered through influence peddling in shady foreign deals is a bigger concern for the Bidens, he said. The laptop is a target-rich environment for any prosecutor. Turley said, it takes an amazing marksman to hit the gun charge while missing other potential crimes. GOP critics said it's about time the feds took a hard look at Hunter. Hunter Biden lied on this form, and if he were not protected by law enforcement, he would have faced criminal charges a long time ago, said Rep. Daryl Issa, Republican, California, senior member of the Judiciary Committee. The cover-up of Biden family corruption has been long, strong, and continues to this day. It's always been about ultimately protecting Joe Biden, not his family. And there you have it.
Is nobody fixing the Biden?
The executive order protects access to contraceptions that I'm about to sign.
What's the trick?